We group the constructs of the TTM into four categories. Stage of change, which is when you change. We'll discuss these stages in the next section of this training. Decisional balance, which is why you change. Self-efficacy, which is confidence to change. And processes of change, which is how you change. The model is called trans-theoretical because it draws from and integrates many different theories of behavior change that are often considered incompatible. The model had its beginnings about 35 years ago when Dr. James Prochaska at the University of Rhode Island asked psychology graduate students to examine 24 major systems of psychotherapy and identify the basic types of change techniques each relied on to facilitate change. The list was eventually distilled down to 10 basic strategies, which they called the processes of change. We'll be talking about each of the processes in detail later in this training. TTM researchers found that smokers who eventually quit on their own use these same change processes that are at the core of the psychotherapy systems. Furthermore, self-changers in different stages naturally relied on different processes of change to make progress. These relationships between particular stages and processes of change form the basis of stage-matched intervention design.